There's another influential Ukrainian in the crosshairs of American officials at the moment. He's Dmitry Firtash, the Ukrainian oligarch who was arrested last week in Austria on a warrant from the FBI here in the U.S. Prosecutors said he's wanted on charges connected to an international corruption conspiracy and that the case has nothing to do with the current crisis in Ukraine. But Firtash is connected to Ukraine's ousted president, Viktor Yanukovych, and he's got ties to Russia, too, through his business interests in natural gas. In fact, some say his arrest could be a message to Moscow that the U.S. is willing to put pressure on wealthy oligarchs with ties to the Kremlin. Reporter Christopher Wirth has more from London.
Dmitry Firtash's company controls much of the natural gas that flows between Ukraine and Russia's state-owned energy giant Gazprom. And Arisia Lutsevich of the think tank Chatham House says having Firtash in custody could help open the lid on Russia's sometimes secretive gas trade.
If Europe and U.S. decides to act upon Putin in terms of pressure and sanctions, he would have a lot of valuable information in terms of how the business is built, because it's not so obvious.
And aside from natural gas, Luchevitz says, Firtash has a stake in everything from the Ukrainian chemical sector to agribusiness interests.
He also owns one of the major TV channels in Ukraine. So between the gas trade and major TV station, he was always fused with the Ukrainian politics. His support or opposition was instrumental to a lot of political leaders in Ukraine. You know, it's up to a court to prove whether he's guilty or not, but he has been polluting a political system for quite some time.
Now questions are being asked about Firtash's political ties in London. Along with many other Ukrainian and Russian oligarchs, Firtash has made a kind of second home in the British capital. And Helen Goodman, a member of Britain's Labour Party, says Britain's conservative-led government has financial ties with Firtash.
Now, I have no evidence that the law has been broken, but there have been a number of reports of members of the Conservative Party and the Conservative Party directly receiving money from large Ukrainian businessmen, not directly, but indirectly.
For example, public records show Britain's Conservative Party received over $100,000 since 2006 from a British company closely linked with Dmitry Firtash. It may not sound like much by American standards, but it could go a long way in Britain, a country with tighter campaign spending rules. And Goodman is concerned that could sway any future action on Ukraine by the British government.
We've got a number of diplomatic options which we can take. We can take economic sanctions, we can freeze assets, and it's very important that those decisions are not influenced in any way by the private financial interests of either individuals or a political party.
No one with Britain's Conservative Party would comment for this story. But speaking in the House of Commons, British Foreign Secretary William Hague reacted this way when Goodman questioned him about the link between the Conservative Party and Ukrainian oligarchs.
Well, I find the Honourable Lady's question ridiculous in the extreme. And I almost don't know where to begin to ridicule it.
However, Arisia Lutsevich of Chatham House says with Firtash's arrest, there'll be growing pressure on British politicians to explain their links with the Ukrainian businessmen.
It's a question whether you want to be associated with this person or not. People have a right to be suspicious and to ask questions, especially if you have some links to an oligarch.
And people are suspicious, and British Ukrainians have targeted Firtash and other oligarchs in London with demonstrations. At this protest outside the London Stock Exchange earlier this year, demonstrators chanted "Firtash out," angry that London's financial industry has embraced the Ukrainian oligarch. Now, Firtash awaits a U.S. extradition request. His bail in Austria has been set at over $170 million. For The World, I'm Christopher Wirth, London.